Number 9, 15th to 21st of April. A London Promenade. Bird's Eye View. Roman numeral 1. In the Bible, pomegranates signifies fullness of life, the abundance and beauty of life, and expressions of the riches of life. Deuteronomy 8:8. A land of wheat and barley, and vines and fig trees and pomegranates. A. Every pomegranate, with its seed, gives the impressions of the fullness of life and of the abundance and beauty of life. B. If we experience and enjoy Christ as wheat, barley, and the vine, and the fig tree, the abundance of life of Christ will be with us, and the beauty of Christ will be about us. This is the experience of Christ as a pomegranate. C. If we grow in life to maturity, we will become pomegranate. Colossians 2:19. And not holding the head, out from whom all the body grows with the growth of God. 1:29. Which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. 28. Whom we announce, admonishing every man and teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may present every man full grown in Christ. 1. The more we are willing to be ruled and restricted by the Lord Jesus out of our love for Him, the more we will grow in life. 2. If we see the vision of the all-inclusiveness and extensiveness of Christ, we will concentrate our whole being on this Christ, and He will fill and saturate us. Small a. Our being will be occupied with the vast, insatiably rich, extensive Christ. Small b. To us to live will be the Christ who takes possession of us and fills and occupies us with Himself. Ephesians 3:17. That Christ may make His home in your hearts through faith, that you have been rooted and grounded in love. 18. May be full of strength to apprehend with all the saints what the breadth and length and height and depth are. 19. That you may be filled unto all the fullness of God. 3. To be full grown in Christ, to be filled, saturated, and permeated with Christ. Small a. This is to have every part of our being occupied with Christ. Small b. This is the growth in life and the maturity in life, the issue of experiencing the Christ revealed in Colossians. Roman numeral 2. Pomegranates and golden bells were on the bottom part of the high priest's robe, which signifies the church. Exodus 28:33. And you should make on its hem pomegranates of blue and purple and scarlet strands, all around its hem, and bells of gold between them, all around. 34. A golden bell and pomegranate on the hem of the robe all around. A. The church should be full of life in her maturity. This is the significance of pomegranates made of linen. B. The church has humanity of the expression of the fullness of life, and also divinity of the sounding of the golden bells. 1. The fullness of life is expressed in the church's humanity, but the voice of warning is expressed in the church's divinity, the golden bells. 2. We first have the expressions of the fullness of life, and then the sounding of the golden bells, that is speaking from the divinity in the church. 3. The beauty of life expressed in our humanity and the divine sounding from the golden bells are a sign of proper church life. Roman numeral 3. The 200 pomegranates surrounding the capitals, atop of the pillars in the temple, signifies the expression and riches of life. Jeremiah 52:23. And there were 96 pomegranates toward the open air. All the pomegranates were networked 100 all around. John 7:38. He who believes into me, out of his innermost being shall flow rivers of living water. A. Those who judge themselves bronze and regard themselves as nothing will be able to bear responsibility in the full midst of an intermixed and complex situation. Nets of checkered works and racks of chain work, because they live not by themselves, but by faith in God. They did work. Thus they express the riches of life to 100-fold pomegranates. B. Out of every 100 pomegranates, 96 were exposed to the open air, and 4 were covered. 1. The expression of the riches of life is eternally complete in the freshness of resurrection in the Spirit. 2. The fact that 4 of every 100 pomegranates were hidden indicates that our natural being, our natural life, and our self must be concealed. 3. When our natural being disappears, we have the 96 pomegranates, the rich expressions of the life of Christ in the reality of the spiritual air. Romans 1:4. According to the Song of Songs, pomegranates have a spiritual significance in the progressive experience of an individual believer's loving fellowship with Christ. A. Your cheeks are like a piece of pomegranate behind your veil. B. I went down to the Oak of Nuts to see the freshness of the valley, to see whether the vine had budded, whether the pomegranates were in bloom. C. Let us rise up early for the vineyards. Let us see the vine has budded. If the blossom is open, if the pomegranates are in bloom, there I will give you my love. D. I will make you drink spiced wine from the juice of my pomegranate. E. Your shoots are an orc of pomegranates with choicest fruits. 1. In Christ's enjoyment of his lover, she is an enclosed garden that grows all kinds of plants in different colors, as different expressions of the inner life in a variety of fragrances, as the rich expressions of the mature life. 2. This becomes the lover's beauty of the Lord. The love of Christ is now rich in life, producing fruits to nourish and refresh, giving forth sweet fragrances, and displaying beautiful colors for Christ's enjoyment. Romans 5. In 2 Peter 1:3-8, we have the development of the excellent virtues through the enjoyment of the divine nature. 2 Peter 1:3. Seeing that his divine power has granted to us all things which related to life and godliness, through the full knowledge of him who has called us by his own glory and virtue. 5. And for these very reasons, also adding all diligence and new virtues knowledge. 7. That in godliness, brotherly love and brotherly love. A. All things which related to life and godliness are the various aspects of the divine life typified by the riches of the produce of the good land. 1. Life is within, enables us to live, and godliness is without as the outward expressions of the inward life. 2. Life is the inward energy, the inward strength to bring forth the outward godliness, which leads to and results in glory. B. Faith may be considered the all-inclusive seed of life, and love the fruit in its full development. C. Eventually, we will have the full development and maturity in life from the seed of faith, through the roots of virtues and knowledge, the trunk of self-control, and branches of the endurance and godliness, to the blossom and the fruit of brotherly love and love.